KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Matt Bellany, filling in for Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me this week is my banter buddy in the business, Lucas Shaw. So, Lucas, there's pretty much one major story in media and entertainment this week, and it's Amazon buying MGM. The 97-year-old studio is now going to be a major part of the streaming era and the streaming wars. And I look at this and I say, yes, it's the end of an era, and that MGM had managed to stick around for almost 100 years as a standalone company. It was one of the original five studios that launched the Hollywood era. But this is really a story about tech companies and what the power structure is going to be for media in the 21st century.
Yeah, I mean, people have been waiting, I feel like, for big tech companies, be it Amazon, be it Apple, Google, Facebook, Netflix, one of them to buy a studio. The assumption was always that they would need the know-how from a traditional studio to make it in Hollywood. And so far, that hasn't been the case. You know, Netflix and Amazon and to some extent Apple have done just fine building their own studios in-house. But it does, this deal does say something kind of dramatic about how the power in the entertainment business has shifted from those traditional studios to some of these tech conglomerates. For a company like Amazon, I mean, you know, spending $8.5 billion on MGM doesn't really mean anything to them. They'll make more of that in a month and make up for it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think some people have said that this kind of represents a failure on the part of Amazon to compete in Hollywood and in the streaming wars. And I'm not so sure of that. You know, they've done fine. They've had their hits and misses, and they, you know, have chugged along with their strategy, which originally was a strategy to be a more bespoke type of content purveyor, where they had shows like Transparent and The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. But over the past couple of years, they've really pivoted to more blockbuster style, broader fare that much more aligns with that Prime Video and Prime Service brand, which reaches 200 million people. They've done things like the Jack Ryan show on the Tom Clancy universe. They bought a couple movies this past year, the Borat sequel and the Coming to America sequel, which were big populist hits. And I think this is really just Amazon saying, you know what? Well, we could spend tens of billions of dollars making our own stuff to build up a library, or we can go out and buy this asset that's available and comes with 4,000 titles, many of which people have heard of, and it instantly gives them a library. I think that this is really about Amazon saying, you know what? We've got the money. Why not do it?
Yeah, I do think it's a little bit of an indictment of the strategy and the output there, because you just named Coming to America and Borat. Those are movies that they acquired. They had no hand in making them. A lot of their most successful shows, like The Boys and Jack Ryan, are produced by third-party studios. Amazon has not had a lot of success developing and producing original TV shows and movies, you know, it, without the help from a traditional company. And to me, there's a little bit of them recognizing that here and figuring that in buying a company that has IP that it's already proven that people know and like, and in bringing in a company that has some executives who know how to make those popular shows, that it will strengthen their brand and enable them to continue to make even more hit shows, especially as you see a lot of the kind of traditional companies that they're buying from being less reluctant to sell to other companies.
Yeah, one thing that I think is important is to think a little bit beyond just the specific content and to look at who Amazon is actually competing with. And to a large extent, they're competing with Apple. Apple and Amazon both would like to be the portal through which consumers receive all of their video content, whether it's from that specific company or from others. And I think buying a library like MGM allows Amazon to further that relationship, where just like you go to Amazon Prime for, you know, your baby wipes and your dog food, you're going to go there for all video. And if there's a bunch of movies that will help lure you there, they have a better chance of beating Apple to the punch on creating that one-stop-fits-all portal and also preventing Apple from buying this asset.
Yeah, I do think that in the grand scheme of things, if you want to like boil it down to a really simple thing, Amazon just bought one of the original Hollywood movie studios to sell you more groceries. And that makes me a little bit sad.
Yes, I think that's the state of the world right now. Thank you, Lucas.
Thanks, Matt.
That's Lucas Shaw, entertainment reporter for Bloomberg. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Matt Bellany, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.